They're white. They're held in jail while Patricia Hearst goes through and gets off out on jail, runs merrily up and down the street. They're held because they refuse to recognize the court system, and they are held without bail on the same charge, lesser charge. They didn't machine gun nobody. She machine gunned people. But she is in the wealthy class. Double standard. There's no such thing as equal treatment before the law in USA. You get what you can pay for. If you don't have the money to buy you a mouthpiece, baby, you might as well burn. Because you've got to have money to get you the right lawyer. Shift. You better know what's that? Yeah, she said in the case she dealt with, they had to pay off four different parts of places of the Justice Department itself.
I heard the phone call right into the man, the redhead who runs the Justice Department in the United States, and when Perkins, the attorney, went there to try and find out what was going on, they acted like nothing happened, and Perkins came back and told us about
this guy. You know what they're doing? You got to write Froelich. Several of you ought to write letters to Froelich here. I asked for today and sent him, because he did what our own attorney wouldn't do. He put the National Enquirer, which is, we have proof, this author that wrote the Parallax View, that the editor of the National Enquirer is a former deputy of the CIA. Be seated. And Froelich put them on notice. And do you know what that National Enquirer upset them so much? They came back to our offices, but don't discuss this in the mail. Just say how much you appreciate him. He's always got a place here and so forth. They came back and said to Tim Clancy, we'll get him. We'll get him. And we are charged with threats. What's that sound like? We'll get him. We're going to get his license. We're going to get this. But the first phrase, we'll get him. The lawyer who just does it. Everybody has the right to put somebody on notice if they're about to print lies on them. All he did was say, these are good people, and I read the letter. He said, I never had one of them lie to me, anything that ever came to me before. They always told the truth. They're good people. Jim Jones is a good man, and I'm telling you, if you slander them, I'm putting you on notice that I'll sue them. By God, just because he was a little man, a lawyer, middle-class lawyer, Jewish lawyer, stood up for his rights. He ain't got no rights, because he stood up against big business and the big press. That's the arm of the wicked capitalist. They called up madder than a mad dog. Said, we'll get him. Where is he? What's his address? As if we'd cooperate with him. They try to come at you like you, that their voice is so mighty. You know they got backing at high levels because the way they talk to people when they get on the telephone. You read their goddamn transcript. It's outrageous. You believe you can deal with the press in USA, you might as well try to deal with a snake. Oh, I'd rather... Oh, my God, yes. Snakes are nice. Oh, where was I at? Well, he must be more than hot air because he's doing it. We're talking about the black lawyers, yes. And they said, why, there's so much criminality, racism... experimentations, they condemned the experimentations on people, LSD, the evidence of extermination of blacks in jails, 37 states, and they're just called missing persons. God, maybe one of your cousins, maybe your missing brother. Some of you got relatives that are missing. I've heard you talk about them. You don't know what happened to them. You don't know where they are. They may be in some grave under some prison system in U.S. capitalism. God Almighty. What happened to the Pope? As if I give a damn. There's enough wealth under his seat, though, in the Vatican. There's a separate state, a state within the state in Italy. The Vatican's in Rome. Enough wealth in gold and silver to feed the starving of the world. Anyway, the Pope died at 80 years of age. He's old enough to die. And now the College of Cardinals are meeting, and they say they want a pope inspired by what else did they say? I don't remember. I can't. These religious folk. What? There were some redeeming things. Hopeful and inspired. Or hopeful and inspired. That was the first statement. Now they're talking about a possibility, because nobody knows what they'll do. They've always voted for Italians for the last 500 years, although there's only 27 Italians out of the whole Cardinal College of 113. They've always put Italians. I guess they believe Italians are closer to God, because whoever becomes Pope is going to be an heir to Jesus Christ, direct descendant. He sits in the seat of St. Peter, and it comes by holy revelation. Although these fellows vote in a room and then send up puffs of smoke in the chimney. But there's a possibility they're considering a cardinal from the Netherlands that's been anti-USA and has been for social reform. Let's hope. There was one good one. You remember him, don't you? They didn't know they got him. Pope John. They were always knocking him. Half the Catholics in USA knocked him. Because he come down on racism. He come down on war. Then he died all of a sudden when he seemed to be in good health. What if he took a pep pill? Don't think the CIA isn't capable of killing anybody. There's nothing sacred to them. Anything gets in their way. I'm about through, honey, so you won't have to worry much more about hearing my voice, and I sure don't like to talk. What's happened in Missouri? Carter went there to appear to the farmers who are really getting upset. They're going broke. Arabs are buying up their land. He promised he would not import food anymore, so, and also attacked Congress tax bills, saying it was too hard on the poor, too light on the rich. But he's the only one who feels that way. Everybody else is saying decrease the taxes on the rich. It's called capital gains. You should increase it. They're making five times the profits they did 5 years ago. They should increase it, shouldn't they? The whole Congress says decrease it. It'll be decreased at least down. To the point, on every contract deal, they have paid no taxes on the first $100,000 of their contract deal. Or a package deal of just 30% on, no higher than 35% at the best on all their money. Do you know if you have two of you working and you make $40,000, you pay 50% income tax? And these monopolies are making billions of dollars, and they're not going to go down.